I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey hustlers, we know that this 2024, the entrepreneurial journey is filled with challenges. An often overlooked aspect is the time-consuming task of processing payroll and managing government requirements. And did you know that the average admin spends a whopping 50 hours per month dealing with just government compliance? That's time you could be spending on growing your business, or let's be honest, taking a well-deserved break. But fear not, we got a game changer for you. Introducing Sprout Solutions and their tailored solutions for MSMEs called the Payroll Starter. With Sprout Solutions Payroll Starter, you can finally reclaim your time and get your life back on track. Say goodbye to the stress of remembering tax dates or worrying about missed payroll runs. This bundle is designed to make your life easier and your business more efficient. And here's the best part. The cost starts just at 5,000 pesos per month for businesses with up to 10 employees. Yep, you heard that right. That's just 5,000 pesos per month. So why spend another minute drowning in payroll paperwork when Sprout can revolutionize the way you manage your payroll and government requirements? Take the first step towards a more efficient business today. Visit sprout.ph/payrollstartermonthly5k. If you missed that, don't worry. We have it in the description box of this episode. So click that too. And again, big shout out to Sprout Solutions because your time is too valuable to be spent on paperwork. Reclaim it with their Payroll Starter. Now let's begin this episode.
The Hustle Share podcast is brought to you by Union Bank Global Linker, a free digital platform that empowers Filipino MSMEs to digitize their business and go global. Sign up now at unionbank.globallinker.com to get a free ebook on surviving COVID-19 for your business. Also by Ideaspace, a nonprofit supporting innovation and technopreneurship as a path to nation building. Ideaspace runs an annual startup competition. For more information, make sure to sign up for their newsletter at ideaspacefoundation.org/connect. Also powered by Podmetrics, the only analytics platform you'll ever need for your podcast. Sign up now at podmetrics.co for free and use the code HustleShare.
The goal really was to help people and also to elevate the name of network marketing companies here in the Philippines.
Welcome to Hustle Share, the podcast that features the daily grinds of unique hustlers around the world to show not our differences, but that our hustles are very much alike. Now here's your host, Ronster Baitiong.
Welcome to episode 95 of the Hustle Share podcast. My name is Ronster, and I'm your host. And this episode is powered by Union Bank Global Linker, a free digital platform that empowers Filipino MSMEs to digitize their business. We are a proud affiliate of the Podcast Network Asia, but before we begin, we'd like to remind you that this podcast contains not safe for work language, so make sure there are no kids when you're listening to this. Because today we're going to be having a true blue hustler who's built an international networking empire. And his name is Sam Berzosa of Front Row. Now, before Sam had the Maseratis and the Ferraris, he will tell us how he started out, growing up in a hood where he learned how to hustle at an early age and learned to bet on himself, which eventually turned him to be very street smart. Now, Sam wanted this lifestyle for a very long time because he envisioned it through the influence of MTV, which taught him how to dream big. Now, Sam's also going to share how he started on the network marketing business and the sacrifices he had to take in order to become a top seller. Now, Sam did not stop there because he finally created his own company through the help of his co-founder, Aris Francisco, and he'll share the innovations they had to make in order to change the image of network marketing and to help more people. Now, it wasn't just the two of them because he will also share the people they had to get in order to establish a strong company culture and help develop leaders that will help them grow fast. Sam is also going to share the systems they had to build that allowed them to scale all over the world with 2 million members. And stick around till the end because he has a lot of tips on networking and how he invests across other businesses and what he does with his time in order to be productive in all his ventures. So if you're ready to learn the hustle behind Front Row, let's begin this episode right now. Welcome to the latest episode of the Hustle Share podcast. Again, we have a mogul in the show. I've known this guy in my past life when I was still Party Ronster, right? And most people know him for being, you know, the forefathers of network marketing in the Philippines. But I know him as Sam, the owner of Dolce Super Club in Tomas Eroto. I didn't even know about your background prior then. But again, welcome to the show, Sam Versosa of Front Row.
Thank you.
I've been a big fan of yours, right? And again, prior to us pressing record, I always ask you, how come you don't age? Age is accelerating in my body more than I want to. I'm just 32 and oh my God, I feel weird shit about my body now. But before anything else, I want to ask you the million-dollar question. Sam, what's your hustle?
I'm a man of many hustles, Ron. But mainly people know me as the co-founder and CEO of Front Row Enterprise, the leading health, beauty, and direct selling multi-level marketing company in Asia. I run several businesses as well. I have an importation business, real estate business. We have quarrying businesses. I currently am one of the managing directors of Ferrari Philippines. And
what?
I'm also currently the president of Maserati Philippines. But the one I'm most proud of is we built this movement called Front Row Cares. It is the charity arm of Front Row where we help people. It is geared towards helping the less fortunate.
Absolutely. And again, I want to dissect every single one of those. But before we get carried away and talk about that real quick, I need you to buckle up. We don't have a Maserati. We don't have a Ferrari. But we have a Hustle Share time machine. Okay, again, the weirdest fucking time machine in the whole world. Sounds like a fairy tale.
I like that sound effect. It's like a all magic. Right.
Yes, exactly. So let's just go all the way back. I want to know Sam when he wasn't Sam the mogul yet. How did you start out? Growing up, did you really enjoy, you know, doing business? What was like what was that for you?
You know, Ron, actually, I grew up in Sampaloc, Manila, near Bloomingtree.
No
so
way.
Basically, yeah, I'm a kid who grew up in the streets, hanging out with other kids, older guys, tambays, adults. So I think I learned life very early, being exposed to this environment, playing basketball with them. You know, Ron, yung term na hustler, in the 90s, it's not so positive. The term hustler means, alam mo yung, whenever we go play basketball, tas nagpapatalo muna kami. Papatalo ka para pakita na medyo mahina ka. Pero on the last game, mas mataas na yung pustahan. Doon mo na ilalabas yung tunay na laro. Yun yung term ng hustler na naabutan ko nung bata ko.
Right,
so, ngayon, it's very ironic na ngayon very positive na siya. Pero before, I learned how to hustle, pustahan, basketball, shooting. Mm. Kasi yun yung first love namin sa streets. I mean, playing basketball, yun yung buhay namin. But, you know, you learn how to bet on yourself. You learn how to risk kasi syempre you bet on yourself tapos may kalabang ka. You learn how to take risks tapos the streets will sometimes will toughen you up.
Yep.
Dumadayo kami, hindi ka napapalaro, napapaaway ka, so pakita mong mahina ka, mas ikaw yung pagtitripan or mabubuli. So na-expose ako sa medyo environment na ganyan and nakita ko talaga yung hirap. I saw the challenges of my parents, my neighbors. Sabi nila, your environment defines you. So, I think nung lumaki ako noon na medyo mahirap yung buhay, tumanda ako, magkaroon ako ng negosyo, maging successful ako. But yun nga, laging sinasabi ng parents ko ron, kasi nga, laging, we're not well off, sinabi niya na, anak, wala kaming papamana sa'yo. Wala kaming papamana sa'yo, kaya mag-aral ka na mabuti, kasi yung pag-aaral mo lang, yun lang yung mapapamana namin sa'yo. So, nung when they always told me that, medyo na kinalimutan ko muna yung basketball, yung sports, kasi I was varsity of soccer, basketball.
Wow.
Kinalimutan ko yung Ron, tapos I started studying and focusing on my studies hanggang maging valedictorian ako. Until, wow, sabi ko, I need to pass in the best university sa UP Diliman. So, I studied talaga. Alam mo yung percentage ng nakakapasok sa UP from our school is siguro one in per batch or two, wow, per batch. So, I'm one of them. Tapos, I got my course, yung gusto kong course, yung civil engineering. Kasi my dad, Ron, is a civil engineer. Mm. And siya lang lagi nagsasabi sa akin na you wanna be rich, you wanna be successful, mag-civil engineer ka, maging contractor ka. Right. That's the only way na yayaman ka. Yan lang yung sinabi niya. So, right, followed whatever he said that time. Kasi wala naman akong background eh.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, that's how we started from molding myself sa streets, being street smart. Doon ko natitunan yung diskarte. Diskarte sa buhay, pakikisama sa tao, communication, relationships. Tapos you add that with the formal education, the proper education from the one of the best schools siguro. And when you have that street smart tapos the proper education, I think you're gonna have an advantage in life.
Correct. So, because you can empathize in whatever form of life. And I would agree, especially I studied high school and college in USD. So I know those streets very well from Mayon all the way to Dos Cas. You know, I walk that stuff. And most of my friends are from Sampaloc. So that's going to eat you up. If you're going to act like a fool, you're going to get in deep trouble in that hood. But again, contrast, right? Being able to fit with the street people and learn their hustle and how it actually, how you survive, because that's what you learn in the street, survival, right?
Survival.
And then how to strive whenever you're now given those better opportunities that not a lot of people get, right? So, mad props on that one. I had I have a question though, because at the end of the day, a lot of people have those opportunities. Yeah, people get the same advice, like you should study hard, you should take advantage of the opportunities given you, but not everybody takes advantage of that, right? So people realize that late and they make too many mistakes that it's very hard to correct. But for you, how did you stay focused? Because there's got to be a why there, you know? And what was that why early on?
You know, Ron, I know different strokes for different folks. Mm-hmm. To each his own, di ba? Some people have their deepest why, talagang malalalim yung dahilan nila for them to work. Alam mo, Ron, the thing that really influenced me is, I think, television, MTV. I mean, before, normal na sa akin. I mean, playing basketball, masaya na ako. Having my friends with me, tambay kami, masaya na ako. But when I saw these MTV music videos, the lifestyle, the rappers.
Yep. MTV Cribs, Pimp My Ride.
Cribs, exactly. 90s talagang sabi ko, this is the lifestyle I want. Mm. Alam mo, this is where I learned how to dream, to imagine, to fantasize. And I told myself, ganito yung magiging lifestyle ko in the future. Okay. Actually, I've always thought of that lifestyle before I sleep, when I wake up. Talagang parang law of attraction ron.
Yeah, The secret.
Kasi even before that secret came out 15 years ago, sabi ko, when it happened to me, I had goosebumps when I read it. Sabi ko, ito yung ginagawa ko simula bata ako na ngayon nangyayari na sa akin kahit papano. So sabi ko, going back to your questions, doon talaga ako na sabi ko, I want this lifestyle. This is the lifestyle for me. This is what I want. So, right after college, hindi ko naman naisip how. Kasi ganyan yung the secret. You don't know how. But you really, if you know what you want, exactly what you want, you have it in your mind, mangyayari at mangyayari yan. The how will come. So, when I graduated college, I was offered, kasi nung nag-graduate ako, 5-year course yung civil engineer ron eh. I graduated, 21 years old ako.
Okay.
I was offered itong network marketing nga, selling naman mga leather products. So when I went to the presentation, I saw one of my classmates before in high school. Sabi ko, he's one of the top earners, top seller. Sabi ko, how come this guy is earning this much and having this lifestyle, have this car, and talagang successful na. Ako, I just graduated. Mm-hmm. I graduated from UP. I'm the valedictorian of our class. Mm-hmm. I'm a civil engineer. Yep. Tapos he's doing better than me. Sabi ko, if he can do it, I can do. Mm-hmm. So, sa network marketing na mulat yung ano ko na parang, wow, I can have this lifestyle, the lifestyle I've been dreaming of. Mm-hmm. The cars, the clubs, the houses, by doing this. And for this capital lang, pwede ako makumita ng ganito. So sabi ko, what kind of, what other businesses can promise me that? So kung wala pa akong maisip na business, why not try this? So I tried it out. And after a year, became the top seller and number one earner of our company. So yun, doon nagsimula actually yung pagiging entrepreneur ko. Kasi alam mo Ron, people don't know this, but when you become part of a network marketing company with all the trainings, with all the rejections, with all the failures and success that you'll have, titibay ka talaga. Alam mo, even though you don't earn in network marketing, the training that you get, you'll become one of the best entrepreneurs, pinakamatibay na mga businessman na nakita ko. Alam mo, I have many front row distributors before that are now big businessmen na I'm really proud of. Kasi sa front row run, marami naging successful.
Correct.
Marami kumita malaki, up to now kumikita. But may iba, alam mo yun, nung kumita lang ng konti run, medyo tumigil na. So, pero with all the trainings that they've got, the network that they've got, they have built their own businesses now. And I'm very proud na naging part ako ng mga success ng mga taong to.
There's actually one who did a shout out to you several episodes ago, who's created her own empire as well. Her name is Jasmine Toralba. You know, she's now the owner of Society 8. And she started network marketing at the age of 14. And she said she started out at Front Row, you know, before she... and now she all these Society 8 concept stores, there's around a couple dozen of them around the world, around the Philippines. And it started out, and again, it's amazing.
I think I remember Jasmine De Luna.
Yes, so, Jasmine De Luna.
He started very young at her company around 15 or 14. Yes. I don't remember, but I think she's one of the, sobrang sipag. Probably she's magaling magsalita, so.
Yeah, and she said the same thing. The training you get from network marketing, even if you don't get the money, there's nothing else. And there's one more person that I am a big fan of, as weirdly as it sounds, is Kong TV. Kong TV, Simpay Aman, power, right? You know, he said that the only reason why he had the balls that he had, the ballsiness to even do whatever he does, he learned that through network marketing. Now, Sam, here's what I wanted to ask, because you said it before. Not everybody succeeds in this business, because again, first of all, there's a bad rep. There's always like people, you know, make fun of it, blah, blah, blah. But for those people that actually make it through, oh my God, it's amazing. But in between that success and the start, there's a lot of sacrifice in between. What did you do to make that work for you and earn from, you know, being a fresh grad all the way to being a top seller?
You know, Ron, I'm an engineer. So, medyo ni-reverse engineer ko yung mga naging successful in my field. So, I told myself, ano bang meron tong top earner na to? Bakit malaking kinikita niya? What does he do? What does he say? So, nung pag-aralan ko sila, sabi ko, magagaling sila magsalita. They're really good in talking, in public speaking, in selling, actually in telling stories. That's selling. It's not hard selling. You just tell stories and people will talagang be excited and everything. So, I told myself, kung magiging ganyan ako kagaling, magiging top earner din ako. So, I needed to learn all of that. I needed to learn the business, the products. I needed to do public speaking. I needed to practice. Basically, you improve yourself and you learn. Kasi, everything is hard, Ron, if you don't know how to do it. Mahirap mag-drive. Hindi ko marunong mag-drive. Mahirap talaga maging janitor. Kung hindi ko marunong maglinis, mahirap mag-basketball. Hindi ko marunong mag-basketball. Pero kung marunong ka at palagi mo siyang ginagawa, pinractice mo siya, gagaling ka. So sabi ko lang, it's just repetition and practice. And lagi kong tinuturo ngayon, sabi niya lang, practice makes perfect. Paano, for me, minsan, kung mali yung pinapractice mo, mali yung mapaperfect mo. Kaya always tell my leaders, you should first know kung tama yung pinapractice mo. Lay it out, practice it. Pag mali, adjust. It's a game of adjustment eh. So, you learn along the way. It's an immersion, Ron. Parang swimming yan. I can't teach you how to swim. Sabihin ko, Ron, may pakaganyan mo yung ano mo. Hindi eh. You have to go to the water. Yeah. Makainom ka ng tubig. Malunod ka sometimes. Hanggang matuto mo na, ah, ganun pala. You shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do that. You should do this. You should do that. Mm-hmm. So, sa network marketing and to all other businesses, kasi applicable naman.
Yeah.
Just do what you love. Mahalin mo yung... Kasi, bro, minsan, kaya na marami nag-fail. Kasi, first of all, hindi sila believe sa ginagawa nila. May doubt sila sa sarili nila. That's first. Pangalawa, they have fear. Takot sila. Takot sila ma-reject. Takot sila sa sasabi na ibang tao. Pangatlo, they don't know what to do. People ask me mga advice. Ano? It's a combination of everything, Ron. It's not just hard work. It's not just discipline. It's just patience. It's a combination of all these things. You have to, first of all, you have to love what you do. Mm-hmm. Because, Ron, ang tawag nila doon, passion eh. Kasi pag hindi mo passion yan, hindi ka magsasucceed dyan. Kasi it's very easy to quit. When you start a startup, for example, in many cases, maraming struggles eh. Now, pag ikaw nahirapan, mag-quit ka. And pag nag-quit ka, fail na. Wala. So, you must love what you do na kahit mag-fail ka na mag-fail. Katulad ng mga nagba-basketball. Marami nagba-basketball sa labas. Kahit alam nilang di pa sila magiging basketball player, kahit di sila kikita, tuloy-tuloy lang sila. Tryout lang sila ng tryout hanggang ma-achieve nila kung ano meron. Kasi mahal nila yung ginagawa nila. Mm-hmm. So, kung mahal mo yung ginagawa mo, hindi ka basta-basta mag-quit. That's the most important thing. Kasi, kailangan talaga ron tumagal ka sa ginagawa mo. I always tell the virtue of patience. Kasi, Ron, people nowadays, especially with social media, think talagang mabilisan lang.
Kasi,
walang shortcut, Ron. People see me pag nagpapa-party kami with Mayweather, ASAP Rocky, private party. Akala nila yung talagang mga cars and the lifestyle, travel. Akala nila gusto nilang ganun buhay. Ron, it took me more than 10 years to do that. There's no overnight success. More than 10 years actually. So, yun yung gusto kong ituro ngayon sa mga nagsisimula mag-entrepreneur. When you start a business, panindigan mo yan. Give it 5 years at least. Not quitting on the first few years. Kasi, alam mo kung ako nag-quit ng Front Row, Ron, when we started Front Row. Mm-hmm. On our first 5 years, Ron, you won't believe it, talagang pahirapan yun. Right. Talagang ang liit ng kinikita, mababa pa yung kinikita namin, hindi ganun kalaking sales, nananakawan pa kami minsan, hindi napapatakbo yung company. Kasi from a marketer and salesman, napunta ako sa corporate eh. I have to build this company. I have to make my own company, build my company from scratch. So I have to learn all of this from accounting to corporate to HR.
It's not easy. Especially from zero to one, right?
So, talagang pinag-aralan ko. I learned accounting. I learned HR. I learned everything. Kami nung partner ko si RS, kami talaga yung gumagawa before for the first 5 years. Mm-hmm. 6 years, 7 years, kami pa rin. Alam mo kung tumigil kami, Ron, siguro walang Front Row ngayon. Kasi alam mo, dumaki kami and yung sales namin nagkaroon lang ng effect on our 8th year.
Wow.
8 year lang. Alam mo, yung 8 years, matagal din yan. Pero hindi mo mamamalayan, 8 years na eh.
So Sam, let's take our first break and when we come back, let's talk about how did you actually get Front Row off the ground and when you started it out in great detail. Let's talk about that more after the break.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey guys, I have a very, very exciting opportunity I want to share with you guys. If you're a B2B startup founder, listen up. Your ticket to growth is here. Introducing Impact 24, the Philippines' largest B2B SaaS challenge. Calling all startups in their pre-launch, pre-seed, or seed stages, this is your chance to accelerate their growth. Submit your pitch to Impact 24 and get ready for a 10-week intensive program to elevate your solution. What's in it for you? How about up to 500,000 pesos in MVP project support, exclusive credits from industry partners, personalized mentoring, and a shot to pitch at SaaSCon PH, the country's biggest SaaS conference this April. But yo, you gotta hurry up because submissions close on January 26, 2024 already. Don't miss out on this opportunity to take your startup to new heights. Apply now at saaschallenge.ph. That's saaschallenge.ph. And good luck, and I'll see you guys in Impact 24.
And we're back from the break. We're still with Sanford Sosa, who hustled his way. And do you believe that? Oh my God, it took 8 years. And they say it, right? And in a startup, especially in the tech startup point of view, get ready to invest 10 years of your life, which is shit. Okay, when you say shit, like, there's nothing. There's going to be a lot of ramen noodles, a lot of, you know, almost missed bills, a lot of whatever, hardships that nobody will want to go through. But if you have a dream, you're going to be willing to sacrifice that all. Sam, I'm curious. When you started Front Row, right, what was the hardest part? You mentioned all these things you didn't know because you had to be corporate right away. But what was the hardest thing that you had to go through just to start it out? Because, as again, there's no playbook to success. You know, even if someone or even if you reverse engineer, it's a totally different narrative for you. You can pick something up from someone else and whatnot. Like, again, from Stephen Koo, I learned a lot from Stephen, especially negotiation skills, how to properly, you know, do things. But, you know, I have to make it my own. I can't just carbon copy what he does, right? For you, what are those hardest things that you had to overcome to really put this out?
You know, Ron, we were very fortunate. Me and RS were very fortunate that we came from another company. So we had experience on how the network marketing, the distributors work. So when we started Front Row, we already have an idea on what we want. Because that was the problem on our previous companies. We wanted to do things, but the owner doesn't want to. We wanted to improve the products. We wanted to improve the system. He wanted Ron to improve the image of network marketing in this country. Mm-hmm. The goal really was to help people and also to elevate the name of network marketing companies here in the Philippines. Yeah. So that's the goal that we wanted, that we set. Kaya when we started Front Row, Ron, alam mo, even before Front Row, network marketing is a very negative ano, yeah, with people. So sabi namin, RS, why don't we start a company that we will be really proud of, and people, our distributors, will be proud of to become part of. Kasi alam mo, minsan, when we were selling on our previous company, sometimes there's this ano pa rin, to offer the products, to offer the company, may hiyakay. Alam mo, you're not proud. And yung belief level mo sa products mo is medyo, you can't sell something na you don't use eh. It's very hard, no? Correct. So with this company, we really took the time to research on the products that we really use. We always tell our people, you should be the product of your own product. In that way, it will be very easy for you to sell them. And with the background of RS, which is from advertising, he's a commercial director, creative director, right, and one of the highest paid directors in advertising. With this background and my business skills, we came up with Front Row, with the marketing that we did. From the, you know, network marketing should have been another Ronnie, a way to distribute products without the marketing. Correct. It should be word of mouth. But what we did with Front Row is we, because of his background and our creativity, we incorporated all these influencers.
Made it aspirational.
Because, you know, Front Row started with, before we don't have any endorsers or ambassadors. Right. The celebrities are also part of Front Row. that's how it started, Ron. Eh. Fabio Ide was part, he's a model. Sila Christine Reyes was also a distributor themselves. Sila Stephen. A lot of mga artistas are part of Front Row, even before us getting them to become our brand ambassadors nowadays. We didn't pay them before. So they were really users of our products and believers of the company. So, ang fuel namin kasi, Ron, before is, di ba nga, yung mga tao sa negative. We wanted to prove to them na network marketing is the real deal. Na not just tambay, it's not just unemployed do network marketing. It's also us, mga college graduate, celebrities, politicians, big businessmen. Alam mo, I can't enumerate, but there's a lot of some billionaires that are part of Front Row. Wow. Some big businessmen here in the Philippines who are part of Front Row, who believes in Front Row. And that's why magkakaroon ng chain reaction. If correct. You, Ron, is part of Front Row, yung friend mo magiging part. Yeah. Pag maganda yung sinabi mo, ano na yan, chain reaction. Correct. So we just have to prove that our products are our quality, are effective, that how we run things is talaga, is not just katulad ibang company. May ibang company nagsasara, tapos walang magandang product. Kaya nagiging tingin ng tao sa scam because some companies are calling themselves network marketing pero totoo lang investment company sila, yung they ask for investments tapos they will double your money or something like that. Yeah. Front Row doesn't do that. We only sell products. We sell soaps, Lux White, Lux Renew, Lux Slim. Yeah. Thousand lang yun. I mean, it's just like buying from GNC.
Got it.
It's just got like it. Buying from Watson's, yung mga cosmetic products na namin, where you will get discounts and commissions when you sell it. That's basically the business of Front Row.
And you mentioned earlier, Sam, that there's going to be a chain reaction. But before the chain reaction starts, there's always that very, very first push, which is the hardest, right? What was that pivotal moment for you? And who did you get on board, you and RS, that allowed you to trigger that chain reaction that you guys have now? Because it's always the first ones that's hardest to get.
Ron, we're very fortunate that we started our company with newbies, with new blood. What I mean with that is mga first-timers sa network, first-time sa network marketing. Students, nurses, call center, agents, employees, single moms, tambay, service crew. These are all first-timers when they went to Front Row and joined Front Row. And us being the founders and mentors and teachers and speakers at that time, because we were all around, Ron, me and RS were the speakers, we were the founders, we were the encoders, we were everything, we were the trainers.
Right.
And Ron, when you have yung mga fresh mind na walang alam sa network kasi ikaw yung magtuturo, it's very sa kanila, you can build a culture with that. And Front Row's culture, that the culture that we built through all these years is actually the reflection of us, the founders, reflection yes. RS, reflection ko, how we do things, how we work, our attitude. Nahawa na sila kung our generosity, it's passed from one person to the other, our love for the company, our character. Kaya sa Front Row, Ron, yung mga hindi namin kapareho, same vibes na, yung mga hindi namin kapareho ng vibes or may ibang ugali, nawawala eh. Ang nag-stay yung mga kapareho namin. So, along the years, nawala yung mga hindi for Front Row, tapos yung mga for Front Row talaga na we have the same vibe, same belief, same character, nag-stay. So, the people that are now working and are now talagang successful in Front Row are the people that we started with. And these people thinks and breeds and feels like yeah. us ni RS. So talagang reflection namin ni RS yung the whole company ng Front Row.
That's amazing. It's really building your own tribe, and it's important that those people are unblemished, right? Because if they're blemished yeah. with any bad stigma or any bad habits from another company, they're gonna yeah. bring that, like, oh God, why are you doing this? How come you're doing this like this?
Before we have this rule now, we cannot accept any other marketers from other companies because they have this culture that they might bring in our company that might affect us. Because in our previous company, Ron, that's what happened. I was the top one seller, RS was the second. We got these top earners from other companies that we thought is a prized possession. Oh, we got another, ano, kumbaga, big players that we're going to be
part star. Of. Whatever.
Oh, but, you know, after a few months around, what they did is they got all our distributors and took them and took them to another company.
Wow.
So talagang sabi namin, oh my God, we should learn our lesson. And now, since this is our new company, we should have a rule that we shouldn't accept any other distributor from other companies, especially if they have a bad reputation. We don't care if they are a top earner or a top distributor from another company or a leader from another company. We can build our own leaders. So that's what we are still doing at the moment. We're still building our own leaders. And we've built more than 2 million strong distributors all over the world. We have presence in North America. We have offices in Canada, in US. We have 2 offices in Australia, in Sydney and in Melbourne. We have in London, Singapore. We have lots of offices in the Middle East, Kuwait, Abu Dhabi, Saudi, Dubai, and Singapore, Korea. I mean, we're still
worldwide.
Worldwide, man. We built this culture and we built this global brand where Filipinos can be proud of. And being these companies being not just endorsed but supported and endorsed by not just local celebrities but top athletes, top ambassadors all over the world.
Correct. All right. Now, you mentioned about building leaders because not everyone is blessed with the skills, the hard skills, soft skills, or whatever, to thrive in this business. What's the recipe that you guys have built over the years to creating and pinpointing also who the right, because not everyone, again, will make it in terms of the level that they can go to their full potential, right? But if you see them, you're going to have to make them stretch out of their comfort zone because every growth requires pain, unfortunately, right? But how do you build those leaders up and what are the things you teach them so that they realize their full potential?
Ako, when I always teach whenever I talk to my leaders is the patience talaga ron. There's no overnight success in this world. You need to be patient, you need to be disciplined, of course, working smart, and we are there to guide them. So anytime na may problem sila or they need anything, they can always go back to us. But yun nga, not everyone is built the same way. So, some will quit. Some will have other excuses. Yep. Some have other, they have their complaints. But that's what separates the winners, diba, from the other people. So if you quit, it's your life. So lagi namin sinasabi, as long as you don't quit, you won't fail. So, ako ron, I've seen people. Before kasi, sometimes, I'm pretty new to network marketing. When I see someone, tapos nakita ko, yung dating pa lang niya, itsura niya. Sabi ko, naku, hindi to magiging successful. Dating pa lang niya, mahiya, hindi mo magsalita. Alam niyo talagang, you judge them by looks. Sabi ko, hindi. Pero they proved me wrong, Ron.
Yeah.
Alam mo, these people, wala sa itsura, wala sa background, wala sa educational background, wala sa dating, wala sa pormahan, wala sa anything. These are the people na talagang nung nagstay sila, talagang after 5-6 years, as nakita ko sila na one of the top earners, they bought their dream house, dream cars. Sabi ko, wala talagang imposible sa mundo. I mean,
correct.
Sabi ko, lagi ko sinasabi, if these people can do it, so can you. Right. Diba? If his background is this, ito, nagawa niya, what more pa ikaw? Ikaw, nakagraduate ka, nakaganyan ka, nakaganyan. I mean, that's the beauty of network marketing. I mean, you don't have to be the best. You don't have to have college degree. You don't have to be the best. Alam mo yun, you just have to talagang magtagal. Sabi nga nila sa amin, matira mayaman. So, kung sino yung natitira,
I love that.
Sino yung natitira, sila yung talaga yung mayaman.
It's a long game.
Actually, but ang lagi ko sinasabi, this is not like other businesses na or work na pag tumagal ka, yayaman kay. Kasi fixed. Sa front row or sa network marketing, pag tumagal ka talaga at sinaga mo, meron at meron ka talagang result in the future. Wala akong nakita na nagtagal tas walang kinita. Lahat ng nagtagal more than 5-6 years, talagang they got what they deserve.
There you go. Now, I have a couple more questions to take our last break. Let's talk about, just again, as an entrepreneur and who built something amazing like this, you can't just, talk your way into this. You have to build systems that hold everything in place. You can't be a worldwide company with a shitty ass system. How did you build the system that allowed you to scale at this rate? Because if you don't have that system, just like any other startup, things will always, there's always the saying, there's a rule of 3 and 10. Every single time you go from multiples from 3 and 10, everything breaks apart. But at this scale and worldwide, my God, I can just imagine what type of system innovation you had to bring.
You know, Ron, this is an advice to aspiring entrepreneurs. Sometimes it looks very complicated. It seems like you need to have this system, to do this high-tech system. But actually, for me, you just have to start it and do it. Then while doing it, you will learn what you need. You will learn what you should improve. You will learn who to hire. You will learn what to add. For example, when we were expanding globally, our first outside branch, our international branch was Dubai.
Okay.
I just went there.
Wow.
Without knowing anything. I just went there, asked our distributors there how to register, how to do this and how to do that. When you do things and when you're there in that situation, Ron, it's kind of your one foot is inside na, so you just have to do the other things. Tapos when you're there, tapos may problem. Kasi lagi kong stress dito, Ron, you should always be a problem solver. Maybe that's the training
I got. Engineer in you as well.
That's engineer in me, because all my life I've been solving problems in my college days. So when you're already there, tapos may problem na, how do you automate this? Mm-hmm. It's just research. Right. Andami, everything is in Google right now. Everything, all the services that you need is there. Mm-hmm. Where to get this? You just ask again, Google. Everything is there. Sinong maglalakad nung sinong agency maglalakad, where to go. But the most important thing, Ron, is just to start and do it. Because sometimes you think of, I cannot start a business because I need to learn the system first, how to automate this. You will never start because hindi pwedeng mauna yun eh. Yeah. Kailangan should start muna doing the talagang yung first step, you must just do it before everything else will follow after that.
Yeah. And they always say it, entrepreneur is ready, fire, aim. It's not ready, aim, fire. Ready, fire, okay, let's go.
Pag nandun ka na, Ron, malalaman mo na.
Correct.
Alam mo, ganun nangyari sa front row eh. Before, we were the ones encoding. Sobrang manual yung encoding namin. So, when you have a problem with that, that's the time you will find an encoder or a system provider. Tapos, yun na, we tried looking for one, we got one. Alam mo, this pandemic, Ron, we were very fortunate because even before this pandemic happened, we launched our online platform where everyone can buy online, get their commissions online, ship their products online. And we launched this even before this pandemic happened. So even nagkaroon ng lockdown, nagkaroon ng GCQ, ECQ, MECQ, kung ano man yan, tuloy-tuloy yung business namin, Ron.
Correct.
And now, we're still improving the system. I think we're gonna have our own, kasi we tied up with our mga career services. So eventually, I think we'll have our own. Tapos we're gonna be launching our own payment gateway. So sometime next month, yeah.
That's
this
amazing.
Payment gateway was not brought about by the pandemic, Ron. We have this startup that we started last year. We have a company in Singapore that we started that we wanted to have our own digital payment system, digital gateway. It's not easy.
My
though we're in our final stages and with all the permits and everything, so probably in 2 to 3 months hopefully we can launch it.
That's amazing. Now last question before we take our last break, walk us through at this stage now of how Front Row is, because as co-founders, you and RS, at each stage your role evolves as well, right? How did that role or your dynamics with RS change over time. Because, you know, at the first, it's just like, oh, okay, what the fuck are we going to do here? You know, everything's down and dirty. And then you build a whole freaking mountain. Everything changes as well. Walk us through how that dynamic changed from, you know, just you and him all the way to where you guys are now.
You know, Ron, even before, kasi ano, very ano, clear yung mga work namin ni RS. RS is in charge of the creative part of the company, the marketing and everything. Okay. I'm in charge of the operations and the business aspect of the company. So talagang dun pa lang, talagang magka, ano na kami. We have our own ano duties, kumbaga. So, up to now, ganun pa rin naman. But, of course, we're very hands-on when it comes to our distributors. Because Ron, network marketing or any other business is a relationship business. It's all about relationships. We take care of our people because our people take care of us. So basically, this is one of the best businesses where you get rewarded for helping others succeed.
Yes, paying it forward right there. Okay, now let's take our last break. And when we come back, let's pay it forward further and give advice straight from the man himself, the mogul, Mr. Sam Versosa. But let's talk about that more after the break.
Hey, Hustlers, it's time to talk business once again, and we're excited to share a bit more info about our sponsor, Sprout Solutions. And again, just like what I said at the start of the episode, you should check out Sprout's Payroll Starter as you grow your own startup, because this bundle that they have is literally what you need to take your startup to the next level as you grow your employees. And this bundle is your key to freedom, including payroll outsourcing to experts, a subscription to timekeeping and attendance software, and government compliance services. Sprout's Payroll Starter has you covered for payroll, BIR, SSS, and taxes, all the stuff that no founder loves to do. So let Sprout handle the busy work and say goodbye to lines and tax payment stress. All this for as low as 5,000 pesos. Again, that's just 5,000 pesos all in for your payroll and HR needs. So visit sprout.ph payroll-starter-monthly-5k, or again, just click the link in the description box of this episode to elevate your business management game. And again, big thank you to Sprout Solutions, liberating your time for what truly matters. Hey, Hustlers, wish there was an easy way to open a bank account and grow your money without the hassle of lengthy application process and income documents? Well, I got good news, because today's sponsor, Uno Digital Bank, is here to help you achieve your financial goals. You can easily open an account with the Uno app in just 5 minutes and one valid ID. And as one of the 6 digital banks licensed by the Banco Central ng Pilipinas, the company is committed to providing customers with simpler, better, and more accessible banking. Last year, Uno Bank was recognized by the Asia Banking and Finance Awards and bagged the title Open Banking Initiative of the Year due to the success of its partnership with GCash, one of the Philippines' leading mobile wallet platforms. And with the Uno mobile app, you can access an hashtag Uno Ready Savings account and enjoy daily interest crediting. With their hashtag Uno Earn or hashtag Uno Boost Time Deposit accounts, you can enjoy a high interest rate of up to 6.5% per annum. Enjoy monthly payouts with hashtag Uno Earn and flexible tenors with hashtag Uno Boost. Other app features include pay bills, the Uno Virtual Debit MasterCard, life insurance, scan and pay with QRPH, and phones. And the one thing that I really love about Uno Digital Bank is they're open to collaborate with a lot of Filipino startups. I've had a chance to see the partnerships that they've had lined up with the startups that they have, and it's truly exciting to see how a digital bank like Uno can enable startups to unlock the power of fintech through digital banking. So if you're ready to elevate your banking experience, download the Uno mobile app today from the Google Play Store or App Store. Or if you want to collaborate with them, I'll be happy to give you an intro. Just shoot us an email at hello@huffleshare.com. Hey, Hustlers, I hope you're having a great 2024 so far. As you know, a lot of startups had a very challenging 2023, and hopefully things are going to do better this year for a lot of us. Not just because it's the year of the dragon, but also because our sponsor, Dragon Pay, is here to help your startups process payments in the most efficient way. Established in 2010, Dragon Pay empowers businesses of all sizes to accept and disperse payments through secure and convenient channels, giving your customers the flexibility to choose the payment method that suits them best. With over 85 partner channels, 35,000 partner branches nationwide, including QRPH, e-wallets, crypto, buy now, pay later, and many more. They also process an astonishing 15 million transactions processed globally each month. DragonPay is your trusted choice for online payments. And here's something to show you how legit DragonPay is. DragonPay was named FinTech of the Year at last year's Philippine FinTech Festival in 2023. So let's make 2024 extra prosperous for you and your startup in this year of the Dragon. For more details, head on over to dragonpay.ph. That's dragonpay.ph. Trust the pioneer. Trust DragonPay.
And we're back from the break. We're still with Sam Versosa again, who's now walked us through how he built this empire with RS Francisco of how Front Row has grown. Now, Sam, let's pay it forward. I want to ask you several questions that would be very, very helpful for all the hustlers and entrepreneurs that we have that listen to the show.
Sure.
Let's start with first, nurturing relationships and building networks. You know, and in this business, again, oddly enough, it's called networking. So obviously, that's the main game right there. But what's your tip for people who are trying to build businesses? Because again, any business is a people business, unless you're really talking to robots, you know, and robots talk to themselves, then yeah, you don't need it. But every business is a people business. What's your advice, or what's your technique in networking to expand your network properly?
I always tell my distributors to have the sincerity whenever they talk to people, because people will see that in you. If they only see that you just want to sell them something, or do you really want to help them? Because network marketing earlier, you get rewarded for helping others succeed. Because when you help a lot of people succeed, it will go back to you. So you have to be sincere. When you sell products, when you sell people, people will see through it. So that's one of the advices that I give to my distributors.
There you go. All right. Now, next question I have would be the other side of Mr. Mogul. You know, because you've mentioned a lot of things at the start of the episode. And again, I knew you not because of Front Row. I knew you because of nightlife. And I still remember the day. I'll just go track back a little bit and go to the time machine again. I was this kid who didn't know anybody in the nightlife business. So what I did before, I lived in Kamuning, all right? And I walked. I didn't have a car. I had to walk from club to club to club, from Zencho all the way to Gillies, all the way to the other end, to talk to the promoters and the owners. And I said, hey, I have this website and whatnot. And I had to talk to you. It's like, hey, yeah, I know the owner of Dolce. Go to Zen Show and talk to this guy, Sam. It's like, okay, I'll talk to him. I don't know him, but I'll shoot my shot. And you talked about what you guys do in Front Row. I said, and one thing that really inspired and still sticks to me through that, like, yeah, just keep doing what I'm doing and eventually I'll be successful. It's like, okay. I didn't feel it that time because I was still a young college kid. I was literally in college when I was doing that. But you know what? 10 years after, I get an opportunity to talk to you now. So you were Dilang Angel back then, you know, you really called it out. So I appreciate you for that. But how do you do investments with other business? Because with other investments that you do, it also requires not just resources, but time. And one thing that's very dangerous when you diversify too much is you lose focus. But here you are, you're still focused as hell with one thing. But you're still also productive in the other things that you do. So how do you get to do that?
You know, Ron, I'm very fortunate also to diversify in other businesses. But, you know, the secret to that is you should always stay with your core. I mean, all your businesses should be related to each other so that it's going to be easy for you to understand it. And it complements each other. So, of course, with Front Row, we started importing cars and selling cars as well. It started with that because, you know, network marketing is all about the cars and everything. So I said, why not we bring our own cars, since all of you guys need supercars or sports cars? Why not we just import it and get it in a much cheaper price. That's how that importation business come along. Mm-hmm. And when you have the resources, Ron, you know, the first investments that you will do is, of course, real estate, because mm-hmm. the inflation with all this inflation and everything.
Yep.
So you have, when you have the resources, what's the next venture? It's real estate. So we made some good real estate investments. What else? When you have a big network as well, Ron, you get to meet a lot of people, big businessmen, and you get a lot of opportunities. That's why this quarrying business came along, mining business. The Maserati and Ferrari thing happened. I became eventually the president of Maserati and managing director of Ferrari. You know, these are all, you know, parang law of attraction na before you were thinking that you want the car, but now you have the dealership.
That's amazing.
That's amazing talaga.
Wow. But,
it's all interconnected. Tapos, now this pandemic happened, Ron. The stocks went down, but you have the resources. And if you are prepared for that, you know, Ron, we've been not naman waiting for the crisis, but we were expecting a crisis mga 2 years na. So we've been always prepared. So when that crisis happened and when the stocks went down, we were really prepared and put in our resources to that. And even nagkaroon ng pandemic this past 2 to 3 months, we really earned a lot
because of
this opportunity. They always say luck is the preparation of opportunity and preparation. And when that opportunity came, we were really prepared. Mm-hmm. So now, Ron, we just acquired a large stock brokerage.
Wow.
I think it's going to be announced in the next few weeks.
You heard it here first. There you go.
From one of the biggest banks in the Philippines.
Wow.
Because seeing we were trading stocks for the past how many months, and we got pretty huge profits from that. That's why we're going to have our own. And we're gonna teach financial literacy to people after that when you have that stock coverage, and let have them invest their hard-earned money and have a retirement for themselves.
Correct, because again, you have to have passive income as well. You can't just be hustling all the time, because there's only a small window of opportunity for your body to be able to withstand that wear and tear, you know, that grind. But eventually, you're gonna have to, whatever you make, you have to invest it and make it earn for itself, so that, you know, it doubles and you can just technically relax as you go. Easier said than done. That's why you need to educate yourself with the proper experts, right?
You know, Ron, I'm going to tell you, even with all these businesses happening at the moment, with all these positions that I have, you know, just last month, enrolled in this online class.
Okay.
Because I needed to learn more. Kasi, we're in this pandemic. Everyone has to adapt to this new normal. So I enrolled myself to NAS Academy. I don't know if you know that. That's the academy that was founded by NAS Daily. You know NAS,
yes,
the one.
NAS Academy. Yep. He has a podcast now. He has a
podcast now, actually.
Yes.
NAS podcast.
Yes. NAS
Talk. So I enrolled in his academy, and this was a 1 month class, 4 hours class. Yeah. So at the first few sessions, I was really, hesitant to continue because it's really hard for me with the time constraints. 4 hours a day, Ron, is very time consuming. But one of the professors called me and said, Sam, you have to complete this, because sabi ko kasi, can I just attend the class so I can learn? But I won't do the videos. It's about video making, Ron. So that you know. It's about video making, because I know that video making now is the language of the future, making content. So I have to learn this stuff. So I wrote myself, and yun nga, sabi niya, you won't graduate this class if you won't make a video. So talagang she forced me to attend and learn Final Cut Pro and everything. So yun, after a month, Ron, I finished the class, and actually I got the best video of all the classmates in the world. I have classmates from Dominican Republic, from London, Hong Kong, Singapore. It's an international class talaga. So it's just like life. It's just like front row, just like business. Alam mo, if I quit on the third session, wala, I feel. But I just continue grinding, and I had the patience and discipline to attend all the class and to learn. And eventually, did my best and got the best video out of it.
Okay, sounds good. Last few questions. How do you handle time? You said, again, time is the most finite, and that's the only thing that we cannot multiply, no matter. We have a limited number of that. And the thing is, we all have the same number regardless of who we are. We all have 24 hours in a day. It's what you do with that time. But what does a Sam Versosa do with his time so that he gets to do his grind? And again, you get to do whatever the hell you want productively.
You know, Ron, when you say hustling talaga, from the moment I wake up until before I sleep, I reply to all the emails, WhatsApp, messages. Even you, when you message me, I reply all that. I mean, I really reply from Facebook, WhatsApp, Viber, all these platforms. But I really put my time to the businesses or to the that really makes the most amount of the revenues. You have to put, say, alam mo, Ron, even before this, I have other businesses, pa, mga small businesses that I let go. I let go mga 8 or 10 years ago. I have internet cafes, I had hardwares, I had mga water refilling, mga small businesses that I had to let go, not because they're losing money, but because the profits in other businesses are much higher that I should put my time on these businesses. So I had to let go with all these businesses. So you try to focus and put your time dun sa core mo, sa main business or sa core mo. So my main core is Front Row, and Maserati is there, Ferrari is there. I have executive assistants actually, Ron, that replies to the emails, and I delegate, of course. That's why we have general managers in other businesses, especially in the importation, quarrying, and real estate construction. We have general managers who just reports to us. But my main focus really now is Front Row and Front Row Cares. Front Row Cares is the charity arm of Front Row, which is very active now. Since the pandemic started, actually even before the pandemic started, the Al Volcano eruptions, we've been building churches, sending people to the hospitals, paying bills, donations to 100 different institutions and charities, OFWs, helping them and giving them livelihoods. We even made the largest charity event in Philippine history, Front Row Cares in MOA Arena with Stephen Pujols. And now we're very active in helping our kababayans, Luzon, Mindanao, Visayas, until hanggang Middle East, Ron, kasi mga OFWs, maraming nawala ng work. That's why we do what we do, to continue helping other people, because this is what makes us happy. Alam mo, all the recognitions, all the material things, all the cars, houses, or kung ano man, it doesn't define success. It doesn't define the success for us. Success for us right now is having the significance to our society, to our country, and other people. So that's why we're very grateful that we have all these businesses, so that we can do and help people through Front Row Cares.
Amazing. All right, last two questions. What do you do with your money? Okay. How do you make sure? Of course, eventually you hustle for it. And when it comes, if you're not financially literate, you're going to make that rain and you're going to lose it all, right? And again, money is a tool, right? And when you get it, you make it work, right? And a lot of people fail at this, right? Especially the first stage or the first taste of the first bulk of money that they give or they get. For you, what's your style in, making that money work for you? And how much do you keep? How much do you spend in terms of percentage? And how do you diversify this as an asset or as a tool?
Before, Ron, when I started, because I earned my first million when I was 22.
Wow.
And I started splurging it, clubs, going out, buying cars, mga young lifestyle.
Yep.
But when I lost it all, that's where I learned how to take care of money. So now, when I have all these resources, I put it into good investments. One of the best investments that people don't know, I will give an advice for people. Kasi people think ang investment or is just real estate and stocks. Alam mo, for me, one of the best for people is to do trading. What does it mean? You buy and sell anything. You buy something low, then you sell it. You won't lose money. You buy a notebook for 10, you sell it 20. You buy a glass for how much? You sell it online. I mean, you won't lose money. Yung stock nandyan lang. So if you don't invest, kasi people can't invest in real estate, Ron, if you only have 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, 100,000. What I advise for them is just sell.
Correct.
Learn the art of selling, the skill. It's a skill. And if now with this social media, this online
Lazada, Shopee, whatever. Right.
We're living in one of the greatest times ever. Everything's easy. You can sell through your phone.
Yep.
You can put an ad. Before, hindi ka pwede magpa-ads, Ron. 100,000 sa TV dito. 500 pesos pwede ka mag-ad sa Facebook.
Correct.
And you can tap the right market, whatever you're selling. Mm-hmm. Selling t-shirts, printed caps, shorts, rubber shoes. I mean, it's so easy to earn right now. It's just that people just don't do it. They know about it. They see people selling. You just have to do it. So, for me, I put my money now. Of course, we have a stock brokerage na.
Yeah.
We have real estate. Mm-hmm. But I invest my time and effort in our people right now because they're the ones making the revenues for us. They're the ones selling. They're the ones promoting Front Row. So, most of our time, I just meet with them. Just like right now, alam mo, this pandemic presents us with a very great opportunity because before I cannot attend all the meetings because I have to go to the office and to this
travel time. My gosh,
travel time, the preparation time. Yeah. You know, I have to go to Dubai, I have to go to London, I have to go to Australia. But now, Ron, I have meetings all over the world, just in one place, just here in my dining room. I had meeting kanina sa Dubai, then meeting ako sa Quezon City, kahapon sa Cebu. Like right after this, I have a meeting for Thursday, sir. New distributors orientation. Yeah. So with this, yung reach namin mas lumalaki. Yeah. Now I can talk to 10,000 people in one day. Before I can only talk to 200, 300, but now I can share to more people. Correct. And bring value to them. So I'm
harnessing the power of the internet.
I'm still grateful even this pandemic happened. Mm-hmm. Sabi ko nga, this next 5 years is very crucial for millennials, for entrepreneurs, for employees, for all of us. You may lose or waste time this next 5 years, or you should make the most of this.
True.
So if you just wait for the vaccine or for the cure, and waited for 3 or 5 years, you will waste 5 years of your time. But you act now, adapt now, learn now, improve yourself now. I think a lot of things will change in your life. So.
Correct. And there are new opportunities that show upon themselves now that, you know, that did not exist before. Yeah. And again, like you guys now harness the power of internet and logistics being there and whatnot without having to move at all. And you just, again, find new channels to further grow what you have. But you need, the first thing you got to do, and just as Sam said, you always got to move. And again, move and hustle, bruh. That's what it is. All right. Now, last question, Sam. You've had an amazing career and give it a couple more years and God knows what you're going to get and what you're going to be able to pay for it. But through this whole career, or through this whole journey that you've had, what's the best advice you've ever gotten?
You know, I've been thinking kanina pa, sabi ko, advice. But I think the best advice I could give, because wala akong maisip sa binigay sa advice. I'm a self-educated man, Ron. I have no mentors. I have no mentors. I just learn from the experiences of other people. I read books. I learn from, mga interviews and lives of successful people.
Yeah.
But for me, because I've been very blessed all my life, as in every time I try new things, Ron, new businesses, bihira mag-fail. I mean, it's always okay. 90% of the time, whenever I try this business or this venture, it always succeeds. So I think the secret to that is just have the purest of intentions. Why do you want why do you want to be successful in that field? Because for me, God asked that. Eh. Bakit mo gusto maging successful, actually? Ako, I always see myself as an instrument of God. That's why He gave me all these blessings. Kasi sa akin niya papadaanin yung blessings to be spread out to all these people, to help more people, to donate it to more people. So that's why siguro yung blessings niya is overflowing, abundance. Pinapadaan niya sa akin so I can share it to more people. Because I've always had the purest of intentions. I just don't do it, just don't do it to myself. Everything that I do is for the people, to help people. And sabi ko nga, it's not for the recognition or for the awards or for anything like for the fame. It's always have a significance for my country, to my people, and to the society. So I guess that's it.
That is amazing. So again, thank you very much, Sam, for such an amazing, amazing episode. But before I let you go, follow us in whatever podcast app you're listening to, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Again, we have more amazing shows that's coming up. But if we did say some jargon, go to the hustleshare.com website to check out the show notes that we've had. And again, if you want to be involved in how we grow this podcast, go to the Hustle Share community on Facebook. And lastly, if you want to suggest a guest, message us in our Hustle Share chatbot powered by ChatbotVH and chat message us there. Again, Sam, thank you very much.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for inviting me.
Take care.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace.